Okay, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. Remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can also listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. And normal data rates, they apply. So the 2015, the NFL Draft, it is underway. Tonight, we are going to zero in on one particular team, the New York Jets. They have a new general manager. And as a first-time as GM, I mean, he's been very aggressive. He's wasted no time with additions and subtractions to the roster in the offseason. It is a pleasure to have back with us Christian Dyer. He covers the New York Jets for the Metro New York newspaper. He also is a New York sports columnist and, proud to say, he's a contributor with Yahoo NFL coverage. He's joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Good evening, Christian. Nice to have you with us on this Friday night.
Yeah, good times, exciting times. Who doesn't love the NFL draft? We're right in the middle of it right now.
Absolutely, and it gives fans, especially Jet fans, it gives them a sense of hope because they were 4-12. It was a nightmare in 2014. Got to ask you this. You know, Christian, what were the draft objectives and those top priorities leading into this?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of fans kind of came in with the expectation perhaps about a month and a half ago that the quarterback situation would be the one that would be addressed in the first round. There was hope maybe that that they would be able to tank the season and be able to get into the Jameis Winston stakes, you know, lose it for Winston, if you will. And then they also had, you know, Marcus Mariota rated very highly as well, the guy who was the Maxwell Award winner, won the Heisman as the nation's top college quarterback. But none of those things are going to pan out. And I don't know if there was ever a surefire solution for the Jets after those two guys. And I think you could probably make the argument, Alyssa, that Jameis Winston in New York would have been a disaster all along to begin with. So I'm not sure he was even ever really a reliable option for this team. But when you look at the needs on this team, a lot of them were addressed during free agency. And in his first year as general manager of this team, Mike Maccagnan went out there and spent a lot of money. They had a big war chest coming into free agency. They bring in Darrell Revis, Antonio Cromartie. They trade for Brandon Marshall. Marcus Gilchrist is brought in to shore up the secondary. So the two big glaring needs on this team, at wide receiver and then in the secondary, and this was a secondary that last year was probably the worst in the league, they were able to address via free agency. So if you're not able to take care of the quarterback that you want in Mariota or Winston early on in the draft, and your secondary and wide receivers taken care of, the next big issues for this team would be outside linebacker. They need a good edge rusher for this 3-4 scheme, and Todd Bowles loves to blitz, so they need that guy. And offensive line, too. This is an offensive line unit that's getting a little bit older. So the good news is that free agency addressed a lot of the issue, and now the Jets can address needs through the draft.
You know, I think, Christian, you're spot on. I mean, the Jets, the need for speed, rebuilding their offensive line, the linebacker position. But as you just step back and you look at free agency, I mean, the offseason, it really has been an overwhelming success. What have we learned about this new general manager in Mike Maccagnan? I mean, he seems very aggressive with making some savvy moves.
He is the polar opposite of John Idzik, who was described last year by an ESPN reporter as moving at glacial speed through free agency. It seemed like John Idzik was afraid of his own shadow in some ways. He didn't want to splash the money, didn't want to make the big deal. And I think Mike Maccagnan's coming in and throwing his chips around rather aggressively, perhaps too aggressively. You look at this secondary and what the Jets have accomplished. They signed Buster Schrein, who was a starting cornerback with the Cleveland Browns last year, and really did a good job in that secondary. They bring in Darrell Revis. They had Dee Milner, who was a first-round pick from 2 years ago. And then as if that wasn't enough, they offered big money to Antonio Cromartie. And sometimes you get the sense that maybe Maccagnan's spending money just to spend the money. That's how much cap space the Jets had entering this offseason. And I think that would be a little bit of a concern for me moving forward. They've got some big pieces that they're going to have to look at and resign, potentially a Muhammad Wilkerson, who's in the final year of his original contract. This is an all-pro, Pro Bowl caliber defensive end. They're going to need money to keep him on board. He's one of the few young stars that they have. So Maccagnan's come off very strong certainly during free agency, but the concern is there that maybe they've spent too much, that they should have kept money for some of these other big-name players they're going to have to keep in-house over the next couple of years.
Okay, Christian Dyer is with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, Metro New York newspaper he provides coverage for of the New York Jets. So as we reflect on the moves that have been made, what kind of dividends can these pay long-term?
Well, long-term is going to be the giant question mark. The deals are definitely structured for the Jets, and when I talk about the deals, I'm looking specifically at Darrell Revis and Antonio Cromartie, for these guys to be on the roster for 2 to 3 years. They're front-loaded in terms of the guaranteed money, so it gives the Jets some flexibility. I mean, these are guys in their late 20s, early 30s, who have a couple more years left in their prime. They sign long-term deals here. But with the contract flexibility that they have, you're essentially going to see Cromartie and Revis on this team for the next 2 to 3 years at most, and then the Jets will have to go through another cycle. What this does is it buys the team a little bit of time. You look at the draft picks from John Idzik's last two NFL drafts, and I know it sounds like I'm piling on the guy. He's no longer here in New York, but he didn't land big free agents, Alyssa, and he also only got one player from 20 draft picks that he had in Sheldon Richardson, who looks like a bona fide starter and star in the NFL. No one else has really panned out to be anything more than kind of a fringe, two-deep kind of player. So with these veterans that Mike Maccagnan brings in, it lets him roll the dice a little bit, perhaps be able to get potential guys. They don't have to necessarily come in and start right away, but they can begin to restock the cupboards, if you will. So Revis and Cromartie and Gilchrist and Schrein and Brandon Marshall and some of the other names that they've been able to bring in this offseason, Stephen Ridley as well, buys them a couple years to begin to bleed in new young talent to this team. They don't have to be ready to start week one, but maybe they'll be ready in a year or two to contribute.
You know, not to digress, Christian, but you've talked about Revis several times. The Jets were fined $100,000 for Woody Johnson, the owner of Woody Johnson's comments on Revis. You got to choose your words wisely. I'm always saying that to my boys as a mom, but the owner should know better, right?
Well, he should know better, yet it was a very innocent slip of the tongue, and I can't help but think that, you know, Woody Johnson's fined $100,000 for mentioning Darrell Revis's name and just mentioning him in a very vague sort of way.
Yeah.
But yeah, properly deflated balls or improperly inflated balls, however you want to put it, in a playoff game, and you can get a Super Bowl ring out of it. So, you know, I think that there's a little bit here that the NFL needs to look at when we talk about tampering. What is truly tampering? But when you look at the end result, Darrell Revis, the best player to put on the Jets uniform since Broadway Joe, Namath, did so in the 60s and the 70s.
Wow.
If Woody Johnson has to spend $100,000 to send a message that we want this guy and incur tampering charges, I think Woody Johnson would spend 10 times that amount. That was the best $100,000 that Woody Johnson ever spent.
Okay, you're listening to the voice of Christian Dyer. He covers the New York Jets for the Metro New York newspaper. He's a New York sports columnist. We're so proud. He's a contributor with Yahoo, our NFL coverage. And of course, the 2015, the NFL season, it's going to be here. We're going to blink. It'll be here before you know it. How optimistic are you about the Jets that they can turn things around?
Well, I can't wait for football season to start because I was born in outside of Philadelphia. And as a Phillies fan, I am not looking forward to this summer. So football season can't come here fast enough, Alyssa. And I think that there is reason for optimism for the Jets. I'm not sure if they're quite ready to be a playoff team. Remember, this is a team that hasn't made the postseason since those consecutive AFC Championship game runs in 2009 and 2010. So it has been a while. But 4-12 record a season ago, all of a sudden, Revis and Cromartie and Brandon Marshall, there are stars on this team. And that's something the Jets haven't had for several years as they've been going through this, it seems like, perpetual rebuilding process for about 4 years. This is a team that could finish with a winning record. The schedule is a bit more favorable than it has been the past couple years. Are they ready to supplant the New England Patriots atop the AFC East? No. But with a good, solid draft and the pieces that they have in place, I think that this is a team that's closer to being in the playoffs than any point they have been in the past 5 years. You're looking at 7, 8, 9 wins being very manageable for the Jets, and if one or two things break the right way, maybe they are double-digit and wild-card team.
The 2015 NFL Draft is underway. We're going one-on-one with Christian Dyer. He covers the New York Jets. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.